Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring back to the program Chris Broussard. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Good. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us again. And let's get to the West. We'll start there. And the two teams that are really playing well at the back end, Portland, and I guess, Chris, you kind of knew they'd be better with Nurkalert back and Collins and the great backcourt, but the Suns have really been killing it without Kelly Oubre. So talk about those two teams clicking on all cylinders and really breathing down Memphis's neck right now.
Well, breathing down Memphis's neck. I mean, give us another day, and they're going to be have Memphis on the bottom of their shoe. I mean, Memphis is in free fall, and it's not surprising. They're a young team. You know, some of the young teams have handled the break well. Some others haven't. Memphis is just struggling at this point. They might go 0-8. They might go 0-8. Jaren Jack, their second leading scorer, is now out for the rest of the season. So I don't even think Memphis is going to make the play-in game, let alone make the playoffs. So and you bring up the two teams that right now are looking like they're the ones that are going to end up in the playoff play-in game. And that's Portland and Phoenix. You're right. Portland, it was just a matter of getting healthy. Now that they've got Jusef Nurkić back, who I've always liked Nurkić ever since I first saw him in Denver when he wasn't even playing a lot. You could just see his skill. You could see his attitudinal toughness. He had swag even back then, and I liked him. So he's a big addition. Gary Trent Jr. is all of a sudden – you know, shooting lights out to give them kind of a three-headed monster on the perimeter with CJ and Dame. And so they look good. You know, you mentioned Zach Collins back. Carmelo, you know, it's not so much that Carmelo's playing great ball. Like, everybody's, like, praising Melo, like, he's back. And no, Melo has just accepted a lesser role. We expect less of him, and he's filling that role. He's doing great. I said all along while he was out of the NBA, I said Melo's still one of the top 60 players in the world. And the only thing question is, will he accept his role? He can't go somewhere and be a superstar anymore. And nobody's going to bring him in to do that, to be their 20-point scorer and lose games. But if he can accept going somewhere, being a role player, giving you 15 points a night, he can help a team. And that's what he's doing. And I think because he's not, you know, trying to score all the points anymore, I think he's actually focusing more on the little things, setting screens, moving without the ball, rebounding, and defense. So Melo has been a big addition too. So they look great. Phoenix, a lot of talent. I'm finally glad to see them putting it together. Devin Booker has been an underappreciated star for years, still hasn't made an all-star team. It's tough out west, and if you're not winning, you're just not going to get in there with all the guards out there. But he is definitely an all-star caliber player, so it's good to see him getting some love. And then, you know, DeAndre Ayton, everybody, you know, they're mad because they should have taken Luka, of course, but DeAndre Ayton's not bad either. He's playing well. You just wish that Phoenix had kept T.J. Warren, who's looking like the Michael Jordan of the bubble. Yeah. And then they might really have something going. But Monty Williams, head coach, good job he's doing to keep that team motivated. And now they actually have a shot to get into the playoffs.
Chris Broussard joining us, and you mentioned T.J. Warren, former NC State guard, or forward, just killing it in the bubble. But another guy really getting it done is in Denver, and Michael Porter Jr. This kid was the number one recruit coming out of high school a few years back. Where's this coming from?
Well, you just said it. I mean, he was – everybody knew long ago that this dude had major ability. Credit the Denver Nuggets, though, for – you know, he dropped in that draft because people thought not only that was he injured with the back, but there were some that thought he may never play again or at least play effectively, you know, at a high level in the pros again. And that's why he fell so far. But credit Denver for taking a shot. You look at that Denver roster, they got plenty of young talent. I mean, they're without several of their top players, and they're still balling. But this guy, when the top players, the Jamal Murrays and the Will Bartons and the Gary Harrises get back for Denver, Michael Porter's still going to be a guy that they have to play a lot. And I think he's a future star because, as you said it, we know he's always had the ability. He reminds me of Kevin Durant because he's a legitimate shooter at 6'10". There aren't many of those. I know there are guys that shoot threes, but when you talk about legitimate 6'10 or above players who just have great perimeter skills, I'm looking at Kevin Durant and Dirk Nowitzki. Anthony Davis can shoot the three and hit the three pretty well, but he's not like a natural perimeter, smooth perimeter player out there. Michael Porter Jr. is naturally a shooter. And you see it, and with his height, he's always able to get his shot off. He rebounds well. This kid, I just hope he stays healthy because I think he's going to be special. And the good thing about it for the Nuggets is that he can play with Nikola Jokic, their superstar. Like, Jokic is a guy that loves to spread the ball, move the ball, pass the ball, get others involved. So Porter being a shooter is a perfect fit with Jokic.
Now, Chris, what did Toronto do during the pause? I mean, because they've been on fire. They might be the best team in the bubble thus far.
Yeah, look, Toronto, I've been on them all year. I saw them play in person in L.A. against the Clippers. They lost. But I was, and, you know, obviously I've seen NBA games in person for 25, 26 years, but I was still astounded by how hard they played. And that says a lot. When you go to a game and what impresses you is how hard a team plays, that says a lot. So the Raptors are well coached. Nick Nurse was my vote for coach of the year. They hustle. They play hard. They have depth. Guys understand their roles. Really, nobody on that team is worried about being the star. They got a bunch of guys. They're truly a team. And that maybe that's the international flavor of their team. I don't know. But they don't really seem to be that concerned about who's the superstar. And so that's one reason they also are so effective. Their backcourt with Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet is one of the most underrated backcourts in the league because VanVleet now has really become a nice player. And so with him and Lowry, they're bulldogs, they're tough, they've got championship pedigree, obviously. The one thing that concerned me with them during the year was I noticed they struggled against the elite teams. Now, I know they swept the Lakers 2-0, but against Boston, Houston, Milwaukee, and the Clippers, they were 1-7. And so that is one thing that makes me wonder about them. Like, can they, you know, take it up a notch when they play these great teams they have in the bubble? We'll see if they can do it in the playoffs.
Hey, Chris, what did you think about the Knicks hire of Thibodeau? Good move, bad move, or it doesn't matter?
Well, it might be it doesn't matter. I call the Knicks. I say, and I live in the greater New York area. I'm in New Jersey. But I say, you know, Madison Square Garden is where legends go to die. Because look at the names they've had in there. Now, you can argue maybe they were in the wrong role, but Larry Brown, Lenny Wilkins, Isaiah Thomas, and Phil Jackson have all gone there and left with their tail between their legs. And it's just you need a little luck for sure. Because think about it. If they had just gotten one more, different bounce of the lottery ball, instead of getting number three, maybe they get one or two. Now they've got a young star, Zion or Ja Morant, and their future looks entirely different. But in R.J. Barrett, maybe he'll be a nice player. He had a decent rookie year, but he's got a little ways to go. As far as Tibbs, a few years ago, I thought Tibbs was one of the best coaches in the league, one of the top three coaches. He was phenomenal in Chicago. He obviously struggled in Minnesota. He had the 1 year, he did get them to the playoffs. But outside of that 1 year and the other 2 years, he struggled badly. And you can chop, if you want to be optimistic, you can say, hey, he wasn't built for both roles, president and coach. And that's fair. Doc Rivers struggled with that with the Clippers. Everybody's not built for that. Knowing Tibbs, I don't think he's built for the presidential role. I think he's a coach. And so maybe that'll, he'll be better in New York than he was in Minnesota. But the other thing that concerned me was that his defense was so bad in Minnesota. We all know that in Chicago, his calling card was his defense. All but 1 year, they were a top five, top 10 defense in the league. And the 1 year they weren't, they were 11th. And then he goes to Minnesota, and they're at the bottom of the league defensively every year. You can say, he didn't have dogs. Karl Anthony Towns was a little bit soft. Wiggins doesn't have a motor, if you want. But still, usually defensive-minded coaches get their teams to defend. So it made me wonder, have the shift in playing style to the three-point heavy offenses, has that thrown Tibbs for a loop? And has his style of defensive coaching not been able to adapt? I don't know. So those are some questions I have. But overall, I like Tibbs. I think he's good. Some people wonder, is he going to run these young guys into the ground? Maybe he's learned a little bit and won't be as hard on the young kids. It'll be interesting. He's a good name. You can't argue with what he did in Chicago. We'll just see if he can, do it in New York in the different new NBA.
Great. Expert NBA analyst for Fox Sports FS1. See him on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon. Also, The Herd with Colin Cowherd. And him with Rob Parker, The Odd Couple. Weeknights on Fox Sports Radio starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Chris, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of the bubble. We'll talk to you when the playoffs start rolling here.
All right, guys. Anytime. Thanks.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.